time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Women's Health, followed by Get Fit at 1:30.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
Now here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 23 and mostly cloudy. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Then tomorrow snowy with a high in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Panay McBride, and I will be reading Women's Health here on Sight Into Sound Radio. Today's article comes from the January Prevention Magazine for 2023. Test your sleep smarts. Learning about snooze time shouldn't be a snore. Take this quiz to figure out how you and your family can make your sleep more restful night after night. Sleep is a totally natural process, something humans are designed to do daily. so we should all be pretty great at it, right? It turns out that about 70 million Americans suffer from chronic sleep problems, and more than a third of U.S. adults don't get the recommended amount of sleep, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether you think you're a sleep superstar or know your snoozing could use some work, take this quiz to get the best slumber possible. Why is sleep important? A. It keeps your mood stable and gives you energy to embrace your day. B. It powers up your immune system and allows you to think clearly. C. It makes it easier to follow a healthy diet and exercise plan. D. All of the above. Good sleep health should be considered part of a healthy lifestyle along with diet and exercise, says Kirsten Knudsen, PhD, an associate professor of neurology sleep medicine at Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University. The three really work together to support overall health. People who don't sleep enough often choose unhealthier foods or are hungrier, or they don't feel like exercising because they're too tired. When you're asleep, researchers believe your brain and body do recovery work, such as getting rid of toxins that build up in the brain during the day. So the answer is D, all of the above. How much sleep should a person aim for? A. As much as they can get. B. It depends on the person. C. A maximum of 8 hours. I think it's important, especially if you have a family with children of different ages, to recognize that not everyone requires the same number of hours of sleep, says Anne Marie Morse, a pediatric neurologist, a sleep medicine specialist, and a clinical associate professor at Giesinger Commonwealth School of Medicine. Younger children typically need more sleep, but that doesn't mean it's any less important for older kids. Recommendations vary even between younger and older adults. You can find guidelines for every age at sleepfoundation.org. When you're trying to create a schedule, make sure you're creating sleep time opportunity that fits your child's needs, adds Dr. Morse. That means considering their extracurricular activities, homework requirements, and family obligations, as well as the time at which they need to wake up to go to school. So the answer is B. It depends on the person. At what age should kids stop daily naps? A. 2 or 3. B. 4 or 5. Naps are okay for kids until the age of 4 or 5, says Anna Wani, MD, an associate professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the Department of Pediatrics at UT Southwestern Medical Center, who specializes in sleep medicine. But beyond that, they can really interfere with nighttime sleep. Think of it as being like snacking. Just as snacking too much will dampen your appetite for your big meals, napping will lessen your appetite for your big sleep at the end of the day. When you take a child's nap away, they may need to go to bed earlier and may then wake up earlier, Dr. Wani explains. But in time, they'll get used to it and you can make their bedtime later if you need to. So the answer is B. What temperature should your thermostat be at for the best slumber? A. 65 degrees, B. 68 degrees, or C. 70 degrees. The National Sleep Foundation suggests 65 degrees Fahrenheit as the ideal sleep temperature, says Dr. Wani. We go broke in Texas trying to do that, but the cooler the better. The cooler our bodies get at night, the easier it is to get our deepest and best sleep. Our bodies naturally experience a temperature drop during sleep. And when you cool your bedroom, your body gets the message that it's time for some shut-eye. If the room is too hot, it can make the thermoregulation process harder and can result in a sweaty and restless night. So the answer is A. What is melatonin? A. A prescription medicine that can help you fall asleep. B. A supplement that can cure insomnia. C. A hormone your body produces to help you feel sleepy that's also available as a supplement. When your retinas register that the environment around you is dark, such as in the evening or in a room with the lights off, a signal tells your brain to release the hormone melatonin. Melatonin will naturally kickstart the sleep process and make you feel sleepy. However, it can be taken as a synthetic supplement as well. In some countries, melatonin is available only by prescription. But in the U.S., it's less strictly regulated. Anyone can slap a melatonin label onto a bottle, and there may not even be melatonin in it. So we need to be careful about overutilizing it, says Dr. Wani. She adds that it should be used under the supervision of a medical professional. If you're interested in taking melatonin to help you fall asleep, especially when dealing with a time shift such as a jet lag, Dr. Wani recommends that you check with your doctor first and discuss the appropriate dosage. She says the doctor may suggest starting with a 0.25 milligram dose around dinner and slowly upping the dosage if it doesn't make you sleepy. It can be used for children 5 and older, say at the beginning of the school year with a new sleep routine, she adds, but only under a pediatrician's direction. So the answer is C. Which of these food combos is a smart bedtime snack? A. Banana and yogurt. B. Pepperoni and cheese. C. Black tea and a cookie. D. Whiskey and ice cream. Caffeine isn't all that can make it difficult to wind down. Sugar can as well. And while a nightcap might be enticing, alcohol can lead to restless sleep. Spicy foods like pepperoni are no-goes if you're prone to heartburn. I would also suggest avoiding heavy meals because when you fall asleep, your digestion slows down, so you're more likely to get indigestion or GERD and wake up in the night. But you don't want to go to bed starving. A light snack like fruit or crackers with a little protein is a good late night option. If warm milk helps you fall asleep, that is probably because of its being part of a calming pre-bed routine. Try to have a buffer zone between your active day and time for sleep. And one thing you can do is a bedtime ritual. For some, a glass of warm milk might be relaxing and calming. So the answer is A. When should you see a doctor for insomnia? A, if you have 4 episodes per month for 12 months. B, if you have 3 episodes per week for 3 months. C, if you have 2 episodes per week for 3 months. We all experience insomnia. It's a natural response to change or stress, says Colin Espy, PhD, a clinical psychologist, a professor of sleep medicine at the University of Oxford, and a co-founder of Big Health. When we have a lot of things going on in our lives, and those could be good things as well as bad ones, exciting things we're looking forward to, as well as those that are troubling us, it can be hard to get to sleep because these things are on our minds. When stressors pass, ideally you'll sleep well again, but sometimes insomnia remains. If you experience it 3 or more nights a week for 3 or more months, you might want to talk to your doctor. They may suggest cognitive behavioral therapy, the gold standard treatment for chronic insomnia. The cognitive piece is it helps you learn how to let go and give up, to abandon efforts to try to get to sleep and deal with the racing mind, says Espy. The behavioral side gets you into a pattern that allows things to flow naturally. So the answer is B. You're listening to Women's Health on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. And now back to our article about sleep. What is the goal of nightmare rescripting? A therapeutic technique. A, it helps you change your mindset so you no longer have nightmares. B, it enables you to alter recurring nightmares to give them a positive spin. C, it helps you record and analyze your nightmares in a dream journal. Often when they're having distressing dreams, people want them not to happen. But the nightmare rescripting technique teaches you to practice the dream rather than avoid it, says Dr. Espy. Avoidance consolidates bad experiences and makes them more likely to happen and more likely to terrorize us. And it also restricts our ability to operate. Exposure to those situations, along with changing the endings of them, makes them familiar and sometimes even funny, and that de-escalates them. For instance, say you have a recurring nightmare in which you're cornered by a scary beast on the edge of a cliff. A clinician who is experienced in nightmare rescripting can help you process that dream, write it down, alter the ending so it's a positive one, and practice it. So instead of that mythical creature's being about to bite you, or your being about to fall off the cliff, your wings come out and you float over to have a lovely cup of tea with your best friend, or something like that, says Espy. This technique allows your brain to recognize when you're having that dream, and to change the storyline while you're asleep. So, The answer is B. What's the purpose of dreaming? A. To figure out solutions to all your problems. B. To give your mind something interesting to do during sleep. C. No one really knows. There are lots of theories for why we dream, but scientists don't know the exact reason. What they do know is that dreams occur mostly during the rapid eye movement, or REM, phase of sleep. It is a lighter form of sleep that occurs in regular cycles across the night, usually starting 60 or 70 minutes after we first fall asleep. REM sleep seems to be particularly important for other reasons beyond dreaming. Research shows that a lack of this phase of sleep could leave you feeling anxious, irritable, or impulsive, and impair your ability to pay attention, be vigilant, remember things, and process information. The only way to make sure you get enough REM sleep is to sleep enough in general. So the answer is C. If your sleep apnea isn't treated, what could happen? A. You and your partner may lose sleep and spend your days moody and fatigued. B. You could develop a chronic condition such as diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, or liver problems. C. You could experience a fatal heart attack, stroke, or abnormal heartbeat while asleep. D. All of the above. Sleep apnea is when either you stop breathing or your breathing really slows a lot repeatedly throughout the night. Every time you stop breathing, or even if your breathing is just shallow, it puts a strain on the heart because your body's not seeing the oxygen it needs, and this causes a stress response. The number one sign of sleep apnea is snoring, but morning headache, daytime drowsiness, irritability, and difficulty paying attention are all signs of the condition. To diagnose sleep apnea, your doctor will likely have you use a device that measures your breathing during sleep. The most commonly prescribed treatment is just air, says Dr. Knudsen, so there are no side effects or interactions with drugs. It's just a mask you have to wear at night. Admittedly, some people hate that, but there are other options. So if you try one and don't like it, don't give up. Keep exploring. So the answer is D, all of the above. And also from Prevention Magazine, revamp your yoga routine. Whether you are a yoga newbie or consider yourself a seasoned yogi, the exercise is a great way to cater to your mind and body. Keeping things fresh, as well as switching the environment you practice in, can help you stick with it and make a big difference in what you get out of it. Georgette Dunn, an international yoga instructor in Dallas, shares new yoga styles to try, as well as her favorite ways to build the perfect Zen space. Stuck in a rut? Whether it's boredom, lack of motivation, or procrastination that has you feeling less enthused to get down on the mat, worry not. It happens to the best of us. Shaking things up can help you recall why you fell in love with yoga in the first place. And these yoga styles will help you banish stagnant energy, wake up your imagination, and invite your spirit out to play. Try Hot Power Vinyasa. If you love a slow flow, this type of yoga is for you. The heat brings a new type of challenge, and the pace is just intense enough to give you a great super sweaty workout. Outdoor yoga. Take your mat out to your backyard or a quiet park and do your flow under the sun or stars. You can also search Eventbrite.com to find outdoor yoga events in your area. Bhuti yoga. This gets you more in touch with tribal dances, primal movements, and conditioning, says Dunn. You can find local workshops or classes by searching online or calling yoga studios in your area. Tantric yoga. This type of yoga is usually done with a romantic partner because it brings a new level of intimacy between you. Dunn says, as you focus on breathing together and doing poses with your bodies woven together. Hip-hop flow. You can find hip-hop yoga classes that feature live DJs, says Dunn, or search YouTube for hip-hop yoga to see the types of moves, then build your own playlist at home. Create a Zen den. Your home yoga space should feel like a sanctuary, an escape where you find peace, and the key is to draw in all your senses, says Dunn. Scents, aroma can play a big part in relaxation. So fill your space with scents that calm or awaken your mind. Explore candles, incense, or essential oil diffusers. Essential oils often used in yoga classes are rose, citrus, ling-lang, peppermint, and frankincense. Editor's Choice. Homesick candles are made with clean ingredients and meant to evoke comfort, so its scent blends are named after beloved spaces from various cities, to grandma's kitchen, to fave's space. From $38 at homesick.com. Light. How you illuminate your yoga space can influence your mood and mindset. Look for lamps with dimming options and light bulbs that emit warmer light versus brighter fluorescent ones. If colors or bright designs bring you serenity, try a light projector that turns your ceiling or walls into another universe, or decorate with string lights. Editor's Choice. Bliss Lights. Skylight Evolve Projects. Colorful skyscapes for a transformative flow. $50 at blisslights.com. Sound. Match the music with your vibe, says Dunn. Still internal chatter with nature sounds. Escape stress through up-tempo beats with few lyrics, or zen out with chimes and chanting. Editor's Choice. The JBL Flip 6 portable Bluetooth speaker pumps out big sound and comes in lots of colors. $130 at JBL.com. And here's a 30-minute meal for under $15. Manhattan clam chowder. This recipe serves four. First, heat two tablespoons olive oil in a Dutch oven on medium. Add two stalks of celery thinly sliced, one large onion finely chopped, and one large carrot cut into quarter-inch pieces, and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender for 8 to 10 minutes. 2. Stir in 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, and 1/2 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and cook for 1 minute. 3. Add 1 pound of russet potatoes, cut into 1/2 inch pieces, 3 sprigs of thyme, and 2 8-ounce bottles of clam juice, 1 28-ounce can of whole tomatoes and their juices, crushing the tomatoes as you add them. and 1/2 cup each dry white wine and water, and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat and simmer until the potatoes are tender for 8 to 10 minutes. 4. Stir in 2 6.5-ounce cans of chopped clams, drained to heat through. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped, and serve with bread if desired. Per serving, this recipe will give you 305 calories, 20 grams of protein, 37 grams of carbs, 6 grams of fiber, 9 grams of sugars, though zero added sugar, 8 grams of fat, and 35 milligrams of cholesterol, and 803 milligrams of sodium. And the total cost should be under $15. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading Women's Health. You can hear Women's Health Wednesday morning at 6 and Tuesday evening at 6. I'm Penae McBride, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Get Fit, followed by USA Today at 2. Here's what's happening on the History Book Hour. Starting Wednesday, January 25th, we're reading Spare by Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex. This month, this controversial biography has sold a record number of books and audiobooks. The Guinness World Records confirm it's the fastest-selling nonfiction book ever in its first day of publication. We also know it's the biggest-selling memoir ever in its first week of publication. At the age of 12, Harry lost his mother, Princess Diana. He struggled through school, then shone brightly in the British Army during his 2 combat tours. He found his true love, Meghan, an American. In the British press, Harry and Meghan's fairy tale wedding was washed away with waves of abuse, racism, and lies. Harry also alleges some of the same treatment from his royal family members, and he and Meghan eventually stepped back from royal duties and moved to the United States. Prince Harry narrates this story that's filled with unflinching, raw honesty. Some claim Harry is a complainer and a crybaby. You can judge for yourself as we begin the biography, Spare, beginning Wednesday, January 25th. The History Book Hour, every night at 9 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 23 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Then, tomorrow, snowy with a high in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to Get Fit. This is Gay Gilbert. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. Always that mental image of light coming in and gray coming out. Come on, breathe for me. Terrific. Okay, sitting up nice and straight, we'll bring the shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Pay attention to your body. Shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Shoulders way up and to the back and down and to the front. Last time, shoulders way up and to the back and down. Sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do an exercise for the spine. And I want you to visualize this as we do it. This is for stress. It's to make a healthy spine. So sitting up nice and straight, we're going to push the chest out. Head is up. Push the chest way out. Shoulders are back. And that's stretching the inside of your spine. And now slowly let the head roll forward. Chin on the chest. The shoulders slump forward. The chest is in. Come on. Pay attention to your body. And now slowly bring the head up, way up high. Shoulders begin to push to the back. Chest is out. Okay, stretching the inside of your spine. I want you to visualize that. And now very slowly begin to bring the head forward. The shoulders forward, the chest goes in. Very relaxed forward, almost curling forward. Not from the waist, but from the shoulders. And this is stretching the outside of your spine, the vertebrae opening up on the outside. Here we go again. And we're going to add breathing to this, okay? Inhale as you begin to bring the head up and the shoulders back and the chest out. And now exhale when you're in the position. Chest is out, head is way up, shoulders are way back. And now begin to inhale as you begin to let the head go forward. The shoulders roll forward. The chest cave in. And exhale. One more time. Inhale as you begin to bring the head up. Pay attention to your body. And the shoulders back and the chest out. And when you're in the position of pressing as far back as you can with the shoulders and the chest out, exhale. And inhale as you begin to roll the head forward, the chest goes in, the shoulders roll forward, really slump forward. And exhale when you're in the position. Terrific. Sit up nice and straight. A smile is on your face. And lift the right shoulder to the ear. Hold it up there, the right shoulder to the ear. And now let it flop. Left shoulder up, way up, and let it flop. Right shoulder up. And let it flop. Left shoulder up and let it flop. Terrific. And now I'm going to give you an exercise that's really good for you to do just before you go to bed. Or if you're stressed or tired, it really re-energizes you, but also it relaxes you. So it kind of sounds strange to say you're relaxed and you're energized, but it's good. It's all good. Okay, inhale as you bring the arms high over the head. Stretching, feel the stretch in your waist. And begin to exhale as you begin to bring the head down and the arms down. Arms come down and hang by the side of the legs. The head, keep rolling forward. If you can put your head in your lap, it's good. It's really good. Okay, now we're going to straighten up. And the first thing to straighten is your head. Lift your head up. Lift your shoulders up, and now begin to lift your arms high over your head, stretching. And now we're going to roll forward again, and the first thing to come forward are your arms, and then your head comes forward, and then you bend at the waist, and you're exhaling as you go, and now you're down as far as you can go. If you can put your head in your lap, I'm loving it. But if you can't, do the best you can do. I'm depending on it. One last time. Let's do it one last time. This is so good for you. Inhale. Begin to straighten up. Your arms come up. Your head comes up. Everything is up. And now exhale as you begin to roll down a little bit. The arms come down first, hanging on the sides of your legs. And begin to roll forward until your head is as close to your lap as you can get it. All right. Great. And now straighten your body up, straighten your body up. And I think we'll just go now to something a little more jazzy. Let's go to Hallelujah Arms, okay? Reaching up on the right side, grabbing some sky, grabbing some energy. You know, just visualize that's a ball of energy up in the air that you're bringing down to your body, okay? Put it in your mind. The mind's a great thing. Put it in your mind. Here we go, one side and then the other. Hallelujah Arms, and we're going to really go at this. But you know what? If you can't really go at it, do the best you can do. Move your body. It's important. Here we go. Side to side, and grab some sky, and grab, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe. Alternating from side to side, and grab, and grab. Keep the visualization there. Grab, Grab energy. Grab energy. Grab. 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 Side to side. Grab. 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 Stop if you're tired. Grab. 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 Alternating. No bent elbows. Straighten those arms. Grab. 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 Woo-ha! And now shake your arms out. Shake your arms out. Make your hands in soft fist. And we'll rotate at the wrist. First one way, and now the other. And remember, it's in the wrist. You know, you just don't know how many people just wave their arms around because I think they forgot where their wrists were. Anyway, shake your hands out now, and we're going to take one hand, and we're going to take the thumb of the other hand, and we're going to fold it into the palm of the hand. Stretch. I know you think this is a silly exercise, but when it's hard to lift something, hard to take a top off of a jar, these are the exercises you need to do. Okay? The thumb on one hand is brought into the palm of the hand, and now you release. And now the finger, first finger, and release. And the second finger, release. And the third finger, and release. And the pinky, and release. And shake your hand down. Now, if you can do this, you know, voluntarily, you don't need one hand to help the other, that's even better. But whatever it takes to keep those hands going. Okay, the thumb is in the palm of the hand. And now relax. Now the first finger, and relax. The next finger, and relax. And the next finger, and relax. And the pinky, and relax. And shake your hand out. Okay, shake your hand out. Okay, we're going to bring the arms out to the side. Bring the arms out to the side. And remember, I always say, in a safe area, we always meet. Palms of the hands down. This time, we're going to do huge, big circles forward. Big circles forward. Big as you can make them. Big circles. Big circles. Breathing. Breathing. Big circles. Almost like you're flying. Big circles. Big circles. Big circles, breathing, breathing, and now relax. Shake the top part of your body out. Woo! Okay, we're going to work on the lower part of the body. Lift your right foot and rotate at the ankle. And when you're exercising without me, which I hope you do, always remember that if you're working on one part of the body, do as many exercises on that part as you can because the blood and the oxygen is there. It's warming the body. All those good things. Okay, we're still rotating at the ankle if you stopped. Okay, now rotate the opposite direction. Rotate the opposite direction. You're sitting up nice and straight, and I hope you're smiling. And rotate, and rotate. Good. And now shake your foot out. Shake your foot out. The other foot, lift, and rotate. And lift and rotate. Good. And now the other direction. Right in the ankle, no waving the leg around. And shake your foot out. Okay, feet flat on the floor. Let's lift the heels up and stretch the feet. And now relax. Lift the heels up. Toes are on the floor. Really stretch the arches. You'll feel it in the front part of your foot. You'll feel it a little bit in the Achilles tendon, in the back of your foot, leg. And now relax. And lift the heels way up. Come on. This is a time to think about your body. Nothing else. No cheating. And the heels go down. One more time. Heels up. Stretch. Good. Feel that? And relax. Last time. Stretch the heels up. I always sneak another one in, right? And down. Feet flat on the floor. And now we're going to lift the toes up. We're going to swing the feet. Or swing back on the heels. Lift the other part of the foot. Swing back on the heels. Now you'll really feel this in the backs of your legs and your Achilles tendon a lot. You should. It's good for you. And relax. And up. Back on the heels. Down. Up. Swing back on the heels. Down. Swing back on the heels. Good. And down. And swing back on the heels. And down. Okay. Put the hands on your knees so that your knees stay together as we do this exercise. This is for the thigh, the outer thigh, the inner thigh, and the hip. Okay, hold on to those knees lightly. Just be sure they don't separate and you get lazy. Here we go. And we're going to lift the right foot and swing it to the outside. swing it to the outside. Okay, we're going to do 10 of them. 1 and 2 and breathing, and 3, 4 and 5, 6 breathing, 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. Okay, the other side, and don't let your head drop down. You know, face the world, it's great. Okay, here we go. 10, 1 and 2 and breathing, and 3, 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8 and 9 and 10, and relax. Stomp your feet a little bit. Okay, lift the right foot up and point your toe and flex your heel and point your toe, breathing, and flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel, point your toe, and flex your heel. Leg swings, the foot is relaxed, and we're just going to swing down, not touching the floor, and up. You're not flexing your heel this time. And here we go, and 1, and 2, and 3, leg swings, and 4, 5, and breathing, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. I gave you 5 extra ones in case you didn't know it. Okay, lift up, here we go. And let's swing, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the foot is not touching the floor, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Keep that leg up, point your toe, flex your heel, 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 one more time, point your toe, and flex your heel. And relax, sitting up nice and straight. Now we're going to lift both legs up. While the energy is there and the warmth is there, we're going to lift both legs up, and we're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. We're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. And inhale, exhale as you open the legs. Keep the heels flexed, pay attention to your body. Inhale, bring the legs together. Exhale, inhale, exhale, 3, inhale, exhale, 4, inhale, exhale, 5, inhale, exhale, 6, inhale, exhale, 7, inhale, exhale, 8, inhale, exhale, 9, inhale, exhale, 10, and shake your legs out, shake your legs out, good, good. And now we're going to do the hug me, hug and push. Hug and push. Hug your body. And just, you know, really hug your body. Hug. All right. And we're going to bend the elbows, and we're going to push to the back. And so you might want to slide a little teeny bit forward so you have a little room to push to the back. Okay? And hug and push. Faces up. Liking to do this. Here we go. And hug and push, and hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push. And take a breath, inhaling life and energy, and seeing it in your mind as light, white, and exhaling negative. It's gray, get it away from you. There you go. Okay, now we're going to bring the arm across the body. It's the hug and touch. So the bottom stays on the chair doing this exercise. Don't lift that bottom up. And your shoulders stay as square as you can make them. In other words, your face stays forward. Your face stays forward when you do this exercise. Bring the right arm across the body and tap the left side of the back of the chair, or stretch as much as you can. And stretch. It's all in the waist. And now we'll go to the other side and stretch. And now we're going to add a breath to this. You're going to inhale when you're relaxed, filling the body with energy, and exhale when you stretch. Here we go, side to side. And we'll do, I don't know, we'll do 5 or 6 on each side, whatever. Okay, here we go. Faces forward. Inhale, exhale, stretch. Hug, touch. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, arms across the body, hugging and touching. Inhale, hug and touch the back of your chair. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One more on each side. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, sitting up nice and straight. Energy's in the top part of your body. So we're going to lift the shoulders way up and to the back again and down into the front. Lift the shoulders way up. Don't let your head drip forward. Drop it all forward. Up and back and front. Lift the shoulders way up and to the back and to the front. Lift the shoulders way up and to the back and to the front. Okay, we're going to bend our elbows and put the palms of your hands on the elbows. But we're not going to hold on this time. We're just going to lay them there. And then we're going to open up the arms wide. So we did one before where we had the hands on top of the hands. Now it's the hands on top of the elbows, loosely. So then we're going to swing out and come back to that position. It's more of a folded position. Hands on elbows in front of the body, and then swinging them straight out to the sides as far back as you can stretch. As far back as you can stretch. Really flinging your body open. Inhaling when you have them folded on top of the elbows, and exhaling when you stretch. We'll do 10 of these. Inhale, exhale. Wah. Inhale, exhale. Wah. 2 and 3. Wah. And 4. Wah. And 5. Energy. Wah. And 6. Wah. Energy. 7. Wah. And 8, and 9, and 10, and that's it. Just 10. Terrific. That's great. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. And now we're going to hold the opposite elbow. Hold the opposite elbow, you know, the square on your chest in front of your body. And now we're going to lift that up, high up. Keep your face up and lift as high as you can. Lift those arms up over your head if you can, but holding onto the elbows always. You know, that's what makes it good. Okay, inhale when you're relaxed. Exhale when you lift. And inhale down. And exhale, lift. Good. Inhale down. And exhale. Feel that in your shoulders. Inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale, and exhale, and inhale, and exhale, and relax. Lift your shoulders up a little bit, and just let them flop. Okay, we're going to do a bottom row. Always, we do this every time. This is a great little exercise. You can do this any time of the day. And it works, bringing blood and oxygen to that part of your body, circulation. It burns fat, burns excess. Okay, roll from side to side. It's a silly little roll, not a big roll, just coming up on the edge of your hip, just barely. Rolling side to side, side to side, always in the safe chair. Always liking to do this. Yeah, this is good. Rolling side to side, come on. Roll and roll and roll. Breathe. Your face is up. The rest of your body is relaxed. You're just sitting there rolling it away. Roll and roll and roll. Roll and roll and roll. Roll side to side and roll and roll. Roll and roll and now relax. Sitting up nice and straight, tighten your buttocks. And relax. Tighten your buttocks. And relax. Tighten your buttocks. And relax, tighten, and relax. And now we're going to do a tummy exercise that has to do with a lot of breathing. So we're going to inhale. I want you to put your hands on your abdomen, on your tummy, and breathe in. Breathe in as much as you can breathe in. Breathe. You're breathing through your nose. Your nose is your respiratory organ. Breathe in, and now breathe out. And we're going to add to this, inhale, push it way out, push, 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 breathe in, big belly, big belly. Exhale, contract, way in, really contract. Feel like your abdomen is going back to your spine. Inhale. You're sitting up nice and straight, so you can really feel this. Exhale. Come on, pull that tummy in. Pull it way in. It's almost to your backbone. And inhale, fill it up. And exhale and contract. And inhale. And exhale and contract. Way in. Once more. Inhale, fill it up. Exhale and contract. And now sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do this without the breathing, and it's going to be a short pull in, contracting and releasing, okay? Of course you're breathing, but not the breathing we did before. You're always breathing. Good breath. But this is just a little exercise that we don't have that deep breathing with. Sitting up nice and straight, pull your tummy in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Think about your tummy. Pull it in and out, 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 in and out. Stop. And breathe. Deep breath. We're going to do that again. Tummy in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Come on. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And deep breath. And you know, you don't have to talk when you're doing yours. I have to talk. So come on, try it. Here we go again. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Working in and out, in and out. Little pulls, little pulls, little pulls. Relax. In and out, in and out, in and out. And now deep breath. Terrific. Okay, shake your body out a little bit. And we're going to do some walking. Hands in soft fist. If you like to stand and walk, stand in a safe place. No throw rugs. I can't stand it. If you have socks on, be sure it's not a slippery place. You could stand behind a chair and hold onto the chair if you like and just walk. Walk in place. Walk. Walk in your chair. Walk. Walk. Hands in soft fist. If you're not holding onto the chair, elbows are back and forth and walk. Walk and walk. Feel good. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your face is up. And walk and walk. Nice walk. Feel the rhythm of your body. Think about how the rhythm of your body feels. Everybody has a rhythm. You have a rhythm. Rhythm, 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 rhythm. Whatever your rhythm is, feel your body. Understand your body. There you go. You're still walking. No stopping unless you really are tired or something, you know, is not feeling good. Pain is never gain. And walking and walking and walking and walking. And now we're going to start to walk and lift our knees way up. Think about a big, giant walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. No tension in your shoulders. And walk and walk. Head up, walk and walk and walk. Lift those shoulders way up. Visualize those knees coming way up. Shoulders are relaxed. They're up, but they're relaxed. And your knees are coming way up and way up and way up. That's good. That's really good. And now shake your body out a little bit. Shake your body out a little bit. And now we're going to do a little jog. Our jog. And remember, if this is easy for you, you can stand and jog in place. Just be safe. And you can jog faster than anybody, or you can jog slower. It's your body. It's your time. Hands in soft fist, elbows going back and forth. And here we go. Light little jog. Little jog. Little jog, feeling good, a smile on your face, and jogging, and jogging, jogging, and jogging. Remember to visualize that place you want to jog. You know, it could be on the beach, it could be in the forest, it could be anywhere you want to jog. It could be your childhood neighborhood. I don't know, just jog, shoulders relaxed, arms moving slightly, soft little jog. Always put your feet flat on the floor when you jog. Don't run on your toes, and don't run on your heels, and don't lean your head forward. There should be no tension, really, in your torso. It should be straight and easy, and jog, letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Hands are in soft fist, and you're jogging, and you're loving this. You're jogging, and you're loving. Okay, let's pick it up a little bit if you can. If you can't, keep moving. Keep moving. But if you can pick it up, we're going to jog. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. Come on, let's go. The rhythm of your body, the rhythm of your body. Thinking about where you want to jog, it's a mental image. Thinking about how good your body feels.